Shami Bracha Staf Samach Dalit. Gemara at the end, the bottom of Samach Gimel of the base, the Gemara says, Lama Hu Chaysen Baba Oretz. It's a new piece from the Gemara, separate from the Kesugya we just finished. And the Gemara is asking a question according to the Pnei Moshe, the way he explains the Gemara's Kasha. That on the bracha of Nein Shalosh, Abala Michya, we know that we always end the bracha by benching, we say Yerushalayim. So why, when we in Birkas Nein Shalosh, we're chasing the bracha with Ala Oretz, Ala Michya, and we don't mention anything about Eretz Yisrael, about Yerushalayim, excuse me, we don't mention anything about Yerushalayim. Why is it different, as we say, Bani Yerushalayim, if there's a prototype, Ala Michya is to incorporate the basically, Bekitzer, the Birkas, three Brachos of Birkas HaMazon, then why, when we end off Bnei Yerushalayim Amein, why don't we answer also Ala Oretz, the Ala Mikha should be Ala Oretz, Ala Yerushalayim? That's really where the Pei Moshe and the Haredim really asked the Gemara's Kasha, explain what the Gemara's question is all about. Because it has to be a prototype, Ka'ein, the Bracha of the Birkas HaMazon that we do. So the Gemara says, Gemara answers, Nase Kabirchas Po'alim. The reason why it's Nase is, the reason why we don't have to say that is because it becomes like the bracha of Birkas Po'alim, the bracha we make of Po'alim, which we already had earlier, that people are workers. So we incorporate a Kitzudika, an abridged version of Birkas HaMazon. We learned in a Braisa, Tosefta, Po'alim, Shayyosa, Blacha, and Malabayas. Workers that are doing work for the Balabayas, they're getting paid for a day rate, they're getting paid their daily laborers, therefore they have to work except for the barest minimum, they have to work for their boss. So then, they make the brachas of Mazon. You have the first bracha you have to make. Hazonis HaKol you have to make. And they incorporate the second bracha in the bracha of Eretz. So therefore, the same idea that you have an abridged bracha, why Birkas HaMazon, the first one, that's the bracha of Parnasa, that bracha we don't change. That bracha we keep the way it is. But they want Mishana that bracha. Some say we don't Mishana that bracha, the Mishanim say, because the first bracha is the bracha that was besake by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Remela, therefore, we don't change that bracha. We don't touch that bracha. But we see that but the other brachas we do incorporate. So therefore, again, so we have the three brachas that we incorporate into Olam, and in the Birkas HaPo'alim, that bracha that we make in benching, we don't make the fourth bracha, which is Alatov, because it's Rabbanim, that's only Rabbanim bracha, which we did not Masake, Bemoko, and Po'alim. So in Ela, we only have the first one. So therefore, the first one we say, as long as we say intact. The second one, B'chayis B'shalaretz, we don't say Yerushalayim, but B'chayis B'shalaretz, which incorporates Yerushalayim as well, because obviously Yerushalayim is part of Eretz Yisrael. In Ela, therefore, the Brisa just quantifies that. But if they're only working, they're not getting paid for the day, they're not day laborers. They're working, Kalzman, they're just getting paid for their meals. They're working for their food. Oh, Shay Balabais Okhobayim. Well, the Balabais eats with them. Then you go ahead and you make all the four brachas. What's four? You make the regular three brachas of benching, and you make the bracha of the Rabbanon, also Atovamete. They can't do away with that. They have to make that bracha as well. The question is, why? Why is that different? Because there we assume that the Balabas is eating with them and or they're only doing for the meals. There's not Akpada so much on every single minute of their time. They're only working for the meals. Therefore, the owner the Niak them allows them to go ahead and spend a little more time on eating and benching, the full benching. It's only when they're being paid by the hourly rate. Therefore, they say that there's Akpada, and we don't let them bench regularly. So therefore, what's the Gemara saying? So therefore, we're saying is that once we go ahead and we have this bracha of Berkas HaPoalim, and that's the Rebbein, Shabamela, therefore, in Berkas Alamicha, Berkas Bein Shalosh, we don't have to have Yushalayim, because it's incorporated into Berkas HaOretz, just like our Berkas HaPoalim is an abridged version of benching, so too, we have that as well. So the... We have that as well. We can have this abridged version, and therefore we don't. It's incorporated into Berkas HaOretz. The Gemara says that therefore the Gemara says this will be the shita of the Gemara. Why we don't have the answer? The Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara says, "But Yanai of the Likmat Be'er Bracha." But the Chachamim in the Yanai, the Yeshiva of Yanai, there they used to make the Bracha Kibat Be'er Bracha. They would make the Bracha to incorporate everything. But Be'ah Bracha, they didn't change the formula of the Bracha. And then they would say as well, Ayushalayim Ekachaka. Says the Rish Misalo, says, explains what it is. He says, Rakim Alamka Hekaleka Mikdashaka Lahatzion Ayushalayim Ekachaka. They incorporated in the Bracha, even Yushalayim, but Be'ah, the Tzura of the Bracha, they didn't change, they put that in as well into the Kasima HaBracha. That is the explanation of the Bracha, that is the way the Haredim explains. They incorporate that as well into Birkas HaOretz, the Birkas Yerushalayim as well, because that was what they, the Tzuras HaBracha, that was the Matbeah of the Bracha. And that, therefore, that would incorporate as well the answer to the Kasha. According to them, you wouldn't have to come up to the answer that it's like the Birkas HaPoalim, where they incorporate Yushalayim into Birkas HaOretz, but rather they actually did say a Bracha of Yushalayim. Murray has another Kasha. Another issue. Ma'o Lahaskim B'meina Mara. What's the halakha about saying B'meina Mara? We know that on Rosh Chodesh, we have Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, we incorporate into benching Ritzei or Yal V'Yavo. So what's the halakha in Ala Micha? In Birkas Bein Shalosh, do we incorporate as well into Yom Shabbos, Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, all three things the Gemara is asking, do we incorporate that as well into the Birkas Bein Shalosh? He would say, Rav Zera did add it in his... It is Ala Micha. And Rav Yehuda Yoel Kasher Rav Zera, since Rav Zera was Kasher Shrut, Shrikan Ala Micha as well. We have to do that as well. And that's how we paskin. The Rambam paskins that way, and that's how we paskin Shulchan Aruch, that we do incorporate that as well into the Bracha of Mein Shalosh. So that's the Gemara. Tani, we learned in a Braisa. We learned in a Tosa after the Braisa. The Bracha of Ala Daga and Shemilukar. The Gemara discusses it back to Shai Vamotzi. Now, the Gemara basically is going to show us a formula of what is considered kodam. What is considered, what takes preference in the order of brachos? Obviously, you're eating different things. So, if you have brachos of something you're eating, which is a better min, it's a more kosher of a min, or you have shiva, you have the shiva sabidim, or you have something that's a shalei, or it's something you prefer better, you would rather eat that, or it's something that's made of finer flour. There are a number of different variables that go in to what makes the Chashiva Sabracha. So which of these two, if they're in conflict, if you have one over the other, which one would you make Hamotzi over? That is the Gemara's sugya we're going to learn now. Says the Gemara, Tani, we look at the grain, bread, we're making a grain, which a person is going to make a bread that comes from grain, that is the best, that's Muramufkar, and therefore that comes over another type of something less inferior, less kosher, you make the hamotzi on that. Galuskin shleimah shel abayis. What about if you have in front of him a galuskin v'shleimah shel abayis? What about if you have or shel abayis? What do you have shem shel abayis? We have like this. You have a choice of the what's the Gemara saying? Ala mufka. What's the Gemara saying? What's the case? Ketsa. What? How so? What's the case we're talking about? We have shleimah shel gluskin. A person goes ahead and has a whole loaf, a shalem loaf of gluskin, a fine flour. Gemara says, "Oh, shum shabal abayis, or made from a bal abayis, which is not as good." So you have like this: you have a shalem, you have a loaf of bread that you buy in a bakery that's made of the fine flour, gluskin, which is a higher level flour, or you have a sholem of a balabayas. Which would you make? Which is not the same quality. So there you make on the fine flour. That's what it means when it says mufka. That's what the brisa means when it says ketzad. Which bracha do you make on the mufka? That means over, you pick over the ones that are made of a less quality, made from the balabatim. What if you have a sholem? You have a loaf that's not as good quality from the balabayas, an inferior quality, but a sholem is a whole loaf. Which one do you make? Gemara says, then you have paschit and pasayrit. Which one do you go? Again, the same idea. So then what do? You make a bias. Then you go ahead, you have gluskin, shalshem, shalom, bias. Gemara says, you make it, if you have a prusa, if you have a piece of the gluskin, the fine flour, but you only have a piece of it. Not a sholem. And then you have a sholem of a balabayas, of a less of a quality. Which goes first? The sholem of the balabayas, that comes before, so the criterion of sholem goes over, is more important, is more preferential than the guskin, prusashol guskin. What about baskin de basharit? You have a loaf of wheat, a loaf of made of wheat, a loaf of barley. That was shakita. The ketan is more superior quality than the barley. Therefore you make the bracha on that. What about prusashol ketan, shoshem b'shal jar? Another question. What if you have a piece of the ketan of the better quality, ushleim b'shal sairin? Prusa l'chitin. So there you say motzi on the prusa l'chitin, on the piece of the chitin, which is interesting because before we said that you make a bracha that if you have the both you make on the sholem over that. So why over here do we go the other way around? Do we say we make it on the prusa? Why would we make it on the sholem? So this is a question that the Achrayim are asking really on the Gemara. Why is this different than before? So you see, because Batsim is even a higher quality. So again, a Prusa Chitim is better. It's such a big difference between Chitim and Sha'arim that you'd rather make on the Prusa of the Chitim than even on the Shleim of the Sha'arim. What about Pas-Oyer and Pas-Kosim? What about if you have barley bread or Pas-Kosim made of spelt? You say barley is more kosher. What about Shal-Kosim and Yafim made of? But didn't we say that Kosim is better? So why do you, if we just said before you make on the preferred, the bracha, you make on the better bin, the more kosher bin, so why do we say pasha oyrin or pas kusmin, you make on the sha'arin, kusmin's greater, it's a better quality. We know that the Mishnah's belt is better. So why do we make it? The El or Shazu, we bid Shivas or Amin Shiva. Teretz Itmar says, because spelt is one of the Zayin Minim, and if it's one of the Zayin Minim, that's a more kosher. Even though is more kashiv, it's a better, higher, better quality flour than would be sa'irin. But since sa'irin is one of the shevaminim and the what it called the spelt is not the kosmin is not the male. Therefore, you pick the sa'irin, says the brisa, because that is made of the shevaminim. So the Gemara says that's only as far as you hold. That is part of the Shiva. So you see, that's according to Rabbi Yamu, says that you make it on the Shiva Minim takes Kedima. In other words, according to Rabbi Yuda, who says that you take a Shiva Minim, therefore that would be the bright town of the Brisa. However, if you hold that you don't go by that, if you don't know, if you hold that it's not one of the Shiva Minim, then the Alam Levarach, then you wouldn't make that bracha. According to that Shita, you wouldn't make that bracha. So it depends which Tana you would hold like, which Brisa. So this Batim and the Shaila also, the Rishonim, Bortan Shulchan Aruch, whether we say, is something, could be something Sheva Minim if it's not mentioned in the Torah. In other words, Kusmin, we just found the Gemara saying Kusmin is considered part of the Sheva's Minim. But there's a Makloikas in the Gemara, which is a Makloikas in Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, when do we say, and this is brought down by the Charet, it brings down Barikas, that we say something which is not listed as a Shiva Minim, but could be yet comes, it could be part of a Shiva Minim, even if it's not listed in its own category. So therefore, the Shaila is whether you consider Kosman as part of the Shiva Minim. Maybe it could be part of Shiva Minim, even though it's not listed, it could be that's part of Shiva Minim anyway. Vashek and Sarim, which is listed, but it could be that it's the same Chashivas. But the Brice is talking about Lav Yudashita, which is not, Mamela, therefore it's still, you go by the Shevabitim over the something that's done with Dabar Kosher. So like my Brice about Tamei and Lepera, what about Bas Tamei and the Brice? You have a Brice that's a loaf of Benes Tamei, a loaf of Tar, is in Mach Kosher, but Kamei Ava, Mela Tyra. Yes, the Chashivas of Tyra of Tumba does have a Chashivas of whether it's what he called. You know, in other words, a person, if a person doesn't eat tamea, then of course it's not okay at all. Of course you don't make a bracha on something you can't eat. But if a person who eats bas tame, so then tar still has, you make a bracha on the tar because it's more kosher. It's still more kosher than the bas tamea. It's considered more kosher. Where I said about tzikiba, tamea, bas tzikiba tar. What about if you have tamea, a fine flour that's tamea, a loaf of bread, or it's made of inferior flour but it's tar? Which one you hibber shame avaka shall I mean which that but which one do you go? Each one has an advantage. Do you go by the fine flour? No, it's each of them, as it says the Rashmi Salu, you have the Bakal Khanika Khadal Tabusa, Bakal Gyusa. Each one has a mila and a chesaron. The mila is it's considered tar. And the chesaron is it's less chashiv. So which one do you consider more chashiv? Which one do you consider not more chashiv? That's the Gemara Shaila. So Gemara doesn't really paske in halacha here in the Shaila. Which one would Lamaisa again? It's halacha that we say that we both shitas are there. Lamaisa we have some paske in Lamaisa that we go by. Again, we're talking about a person who is not makban on tmeya. If it's makban on tmeya, the lizer la sosa says the penny motion. But if you are, then it's not nogeya. But even if those were not makban. So it's about the Gemara doesn't come out to shuffling, and so we showing him learn that we are paskin. We go always go by. We always try to avoid tummy dick of food, and therefore we should go rather with the thing that's more finer, the better quality. And the others say no. If it's not mock, but a tomato, then you go by the better quality, even if it's considered tomato. Interesting, Shaila and brought down Shulchan Aruch whether you consider pasakum is considered something that is considered preferred or not. But that would you, so therefore, clearly, Lamashal, the time of when people are makbid not to eat pasakum, let's say Aseres Mei Tshuva, and someone himself is not makbid, he should still make a bracha on the Pas Yisrael, because clearly for him, it's definitely not kosher. He may not be makbid, but it's definitely something that he should go ahead and be makbid on. Said the Gemara, another Shaila, the Gea to a bracha, Nogaya to Kaira. What's the halacha of Kaira? Kaira is a shaila. What exactly Kaira is? Machlok is Rishonim. The Charet brings down different deos. So we say that some say that it's considered like what we say what people have. It's called, it's a type of, it grows on trees. But the shaila is what the basis of it is. Some say it's heart of hearts of palms. Some say it's considered the top of the branches of the trees. Excuse me. What is this? What's the lock of Kaira? So the Rashi Mishlu explains. Palm trees grow every year new branches, and on top of Shanazu, when it grows on top of the trees, it's very soft. Later at the end of the year, it gets hard. So that soft part is considered korah. It's considered you can eat it. It's edible. So later on, it gets hard after 1 year. It's no longer after one season. It's not no longer edible. It's part of the tree. It becomes like wood. But the time of the season that it's edible, you can eat it. So what is that part of palms? What is that? So Gemara says, you have several shitas. One says you make bar p'eitz because it's from the tree. It's edible. It grows from the tree. Makes sense. Make a shakol yevidvara. Why would you make a shakol yevidvara? Why wouldn't you make a how it grows from the trees? So Gemara says shakol yevidvara because hayo sof l'aksho. Since it's going to get hard, so mela it's not really a fruit. A fruit stays a fruit until it's no longer a fruit. But here it gets hard, and mela if it gets it's hard, so therefore it's not the purpose of it. You didn't grow it for that part of it. It's part of the tree almost. Part of the wood. Mimela, therefore teshahako. A third sheet there's on the Shia, Bariman in the Shoy. You make a Bariman in the Shoy. Like the things that grow, we had this earlier. It's the things that grow like from the ground. It's the Shoyim. It's a specific type, not Bariman 8, but it's like grows from the ground, like from the wood of the tree. So the Gemara says that's Moshe Rav Hoshea legally. That sheet of Yeshua is lachar not like Rav Hoshea. Rav Hoshea says the only things you make me do the shoyim from is you make bayim into the shoyim is like kinrus. It's like an artichoke, a lima, a dimua, like this other these type of different bushes that grow that are quasi roi lachila. So these things grow bayim into the shoyim. You know, some people eat these things, some people don't eat these things. So Mimela, these things are clearly better than palm shoots, so there's only right to eat at a certain part of the time, rest of them they're not. The other things are more roi lachila. So therefore, those other binim, therefore, you can eat them every single year, and you can have them throughout the year. So Mimela, these kind of things, this is where you make a money to show him, quote Rav Hoshea. But according to Rav Hoshea, we don't include korib, we don't include heart of palms. Mimela, therefore, that would not be included in this. Rav Hoshea would argue with that and said that bracha would not be made. So we have different shitas what to make. We are knowing to make a local amaisa. We're knowing to make a bari piyah dama. Says the Mishnah, but birak ala peros ilon bari piyah dama. We know that person made a mistake. A fruit of the tree you have to make a bari piyah, as we are established. What if a person made a mistake and made a bari piyah dama? Halak is a yotze. What's the reason why he yotze? Because since lamaisa, the ground is also, it grows from the trees also grow from the ground. It all comes from bari piyah dama. So Mimela, therefore, the bracha is yotze with that bracha, because Be'etzem, it covers that bracha as well. So the Gemara says, it's included. Mimela, if it grows from the ground. So the bracha, therefore, yotze. What about if a person went ahead and made a bari piyah eitz, things that grow from the ground. He committed bari piyah, lo yotze. Why? Because it's not bari piyah. It's a wrong bracha. Therefore, you're not even yotze. But the eved, you're not yotze. You're not yotze even with the eved. Says the Pei Moshe, shei peros adama bichlal piyah. It's not included, and therefore it would not be included in the bracha. The Gemara says what about another halacha which is we're going to have an arichas about? What about akulam and all things? If you said al yotze, you're yotze. And all things, if you said shahako, you're yotze. The question is, what does it mean al kulam? What does it mean al kulam should be yotze? So the pashtus is that even if you made all of the, even al pasta yayin, Mashm says the Pnei Moshe. Mashm, even if you made it on bread or on wine, you're yotze, because al akol. Doesn't mean that b'di'evet you can go and you do this. We mean b'di'evet. If you made the wrong bracha, you made a shahako, so then you yotze. But if you don't know when you're going into a bracha, you don't know what bracha to make of this, a bari piyah adama or not, you don't make a shahako b'safek. A shahako is if you made it b'di'evet, you yotze. But we don't go ahead, like katkila says the Pnei Moshe, you shouldn't make a bracha. Like a chili, you shouldn't make the bracha. You should not make a bracha. As we had this earlier in the Gemara already, if you don't know the bracha to make on it, you don't rely with the eved on a shakel. Says the Gemara, the way of Chizroh Javi Yabbeyaka, Rabbi Yudhi. This is halacha that we said before. That if you made a bracha, your yotze, if you made a bar piya eitz, if you made a bar piya double on fruit, your yotze, the evidence of the Yotze, this right, Dalok is a Shita Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, why is it Shita Rav Yehuda? Where it says, why is it Shita Rav Yehuda? Because where it says, the Rav Yehuda Ovid, as he lanos, concussion. Because we know in the mitzvah of Bikurim, the Mishnah by Bikurim, we know Rav Yehuda is the one who considered trees like grain stalks. What's the pshat? In other words, when you go ahead, you have to bring Bikurim, so we know that the Alok is when you go ahead and you bring it, from the ground, if you bring something to the ground, your tree got, if it was, the tree was knocked down, so when you, what's halacha? In other words, if you go ahead and you bring the fruit of the tree, are you yotze or not? Are you yotze or not? Says the Rashmi Salu brings from the Gemara, Mishnah Bikurim, Yavish HaMe'ayin Miksatil, you cut when you, a tree got dried up, and you knocked the tree down, you cut the tree down, now you bring those fruit, so maybe Vedic Kairin, the Tana Kama says, the Chachamah say, you don't, it's not Bikurim, you bring it, but you don't read the Psukim of Bikurim. If you know that, maybe Bikurim, you can even do that as well. Why? Says the Rabbi Chachamim, because they all quote as Bikurim, is not, is any Yachalayim Adam, you can't say it came from the ground, because it's detached. Yehuda says, maybe Kare, Sava Aretz Yeikir, we love us to Makar, because really the tree, it came from the ground. Aye, the tree's cut down. No, the tree's only Kashim Yalma, it's only sound like a piece of wood. It's only holding it up, but the acre is the ground. So Mele, the acre is the ground, so therefore you see, the Achaira of you, there's a ton of a Mishnah. A ton of a Mishnah says, now what? That you could go ahead and if you make a bari piyadoma on fruit, you yotzei, because be'etzem and bikurim, we see that in Lamaisi, it's the same idea. Because on the ground, there, you can see, you could go ahead and consider it from the ground, even though the things grow on the ground, on the tree, and we bring the curd, the proper thing is to bring the curd before you cut it down. However, if you brought it down, maybe like your yotzes, you see that because it comes from the ground. And therefore, the ikur is the tree. Ikur, excuse me, the ikur is the ground. And therefore, the halacha would be that therefore, the achara is the tana of Mishnah. So the Gemara says, that's one way to learn the Mishnah, but I learned another way to the Gemara of Yossi. The Mishnah is really called the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda. It's called to everybody. Why? Gemara says, Peiros Ilah Bekla Peiros Adam. Peiros Adam Bekla Peiros Eitz. Gemara says, no, really? Tanakama holds that by Bikurim. It's not what the Torah meant by Bikurim, and therefore you can't say it from the ground, and therefore you don't bring it, maybe any Kaira. That's only over there by the Maisa Bikurim. Because there we have to say the land that gave the fruit. And therefore, the Gemara said, therefore, it includes the tree. The tree itself is not included. However, over here, when you make it the bracha, so you say bar p'eitz, how lucky is you have to say bar p'eitz. And therefore, when you say bar p'eitz over the fruit of the ground, that's not the yotze. That's not the mitzvah. It's not the bracha. So you're not yotze. So if you would hold, you can be yotze even if you say the bracha bar p'adamba, even on the eitz, it could be yotze in that shita, because he would hold that everything comes from the ground. But the Chachamim say, no, maybe over there by Bikurim, if you say maybe Vayna Kaira. But over here, to say that it's considered Be'etzem the same, that you can't say. Why? Because by Peiros Ilan, you could say, B'chlal Peiros Adami, that you could say. But that's only according to Manyamba. But the Rama Paskins are looking like the Rabba Banon. The Chachamim, and therefore, since we pass like the Chachamim over there as well, by Bikurim, the halacha would be, therefore, the Peiros Ilan is not included, and therefore you would not be Yotze by making a Bari P'eitz, you would not be Yotze on Peiros Adama. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. That's the way Paskin Shukon Ara. So again, if a person makes a Bari P, you make a Bari P'eitz on things that go on the ground, that's not Yotze, but Bari P'adama, you could be Yotze, maybe even according to the second Shita, even according to the Chachamim, because that's where it comes from. Says the Mishnah, Kulam Shakol, when the Mishnah says that everything you make Shakol, what is that referring to? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Noimer, Chutz Ben Ayayim Ben Apas, it means that everything except Ayayim Apas, if in the Eved you made a bracha of Shakol Yemen Varo, Ayayim Apas, Halak is you're not Yotze, even in the Eved you're not Yotze. Why aren't you Yotze? Because Lamaisa, the Mishnah itself, exclusively, the Mishnah we had earlier, excludes specifically Yayin and Pas, and said they require their own brachas. As we learned in the Mishnah earlier, Mishnah says, myself, okay, go to my Yayin, so Yayin Oimer, very Piagafin, because when I pass, I'll pass Oimer, much of Lechem and Oretz. So the Chari, you see that the those items require their own brachas, so therefore the Torah is exclusively exclusive to them that the Mishnah, you can't say that. On Yayin, you say. You know, the Mishnah is Lashon HaLemishnah, Ayayin Hu Oimer. Ayayin, this is what you have to say, which means you can't make something else. You can't make another bracha. Even Shakol will be excluded. And therefore, the Chayra, that Shita will be the same halacha of Mishnah, and therefore it's excluded. And Kiddush Abdullah, now again, so therefore, since it requires a separate bracha, requires its own bracha, Shagar Brachas Harbet Be'atzmo. Now again, the different Lashonis here in the Gemara, what is he referring to? So the Rosh Mishluah learns the Pshat in the Gemara is, the Gersi learns, since it requires for a separate bracha, Kiddush Abdullah Bechas Chasanim, you're not Yotze, because it's Kovei Atzmo, since it has its own set of halachas. So Bebeila, therefore, you Shaka won't work, because it requires its own set of rules. Because it's not included. The Tani Akulon and Mama Shaka Yotze Chutz Mishnayim Elu means Avim and the Evelo Yotze Bechas Shaka. The Mishnah's a Raya to Rav Huna not like you think that maybe when it says al kula, it includes everything, but rather it includes only what the Mishnah itself really excluded. And what it excluded, yayin begefen, therefore would be excluded this as well. That would be the interpretation of the Rash Mislu, as we just said, learns different the way Lashon the Gemara, but the Haredim and the Pnei Moshe learn in such a Lashon, the Mishnah Amar Kane, that this would be excluded because it's not part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah itself excludes this from the Birchas of Shahakol. Says the Gemara, Lechaira, we have a Machlokes Tanoim here. Talmud wrote in a Braisa, Rav Yossi Aimer, called Mishana Matbeah, Shetavak HaChomim. Whenever you change the Matbeah that Chomim gave on Brachas, Lo Yotzei Chos, not Yotzei Yechir. You're not Yotzei Yechir. Which means, our Mishnah says that what? If you make a Shakel on Peros, Elon Peros, and that you're Yotzei, right, that except a Yayin in Pas, you're Yotzei with Shakel. Lechaira, Zok Rav Yossi, he says no. The bride to quote the Shidra of Yosi, you mishane mat babeach hachomim, you're not Yotze. And therefore, if you titzach hazal wakoveya, matbeah bracha is bari priya eitz and bari priya adamba, and if you don't make it, you're not Yotze. Have you done there, kol nishnami bibiyasa, if you change the form from the original form of the bracha, in other words, you change what it is to something else, then you mishane it, the biyasa, then you're not Yotze. Then halacha is, according to him, you're not Yotze. Now, what does that mean? Well, so again, let's look at the Gemara. Yodayim that called Jishtana Mibiyaso. Any food that you change from its form, but you didn't change the bracha, lo Yotze. You didn't change from its bracha, you're not Yotze. Which means, what do you do? Which means, again, so you went ahead, you changed the tzura. What's the difference between what he's saying, Mishanea, the bracha, where you change the shinui of it? You change it again. So here you look at the lashon of the way the Pnei Moshe learns Chedet Osepta called Medavku Eilu Shenishtana BeYosan Adekach Bolehem BeChasan Gonna Pass VaYayin B'Shin BeChasan LeYotza. It's something that the shinu has changed, the creation has changed, the shtana lemalusa, where we changed it to a better level, to a higher level. Past yayin, you created from chita and anavim, you created it to a higher level. Notice if you made a bracha on grapes and you made a shako, you yotze. So why can't, if I make it on yayin, why can't I be yotze? It also comes from grapes. Because since you changed its form into a shtana mibiyasa, from its original created form, you changed it to a higher level, to wine, or pas, from a chita to pas, then alok is lo yotze, then you change it around, then you're not yotze. Rabbi Yoimah, filo amma, and anything, barak shabara, a chayfet zazet, ma'an oyilas, if you go ahead, you create a kash baruch hu, you make a new bracha, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this chayfet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this thing, you created it, you made it, you changed it to a higher form, yotze, yotze. Anything you go ahead and you eat it, you're Yotze, because what you did over here, a mayor's argument both from Yotze and Rav Yehuda. And he says, this kind of bracha, whatever you did, even pasta yayin, but you made a bracha, you meshabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're able to go ahead and meshaneh matameh, you change this thing into a better area, better, something higher level. As if you're saying, kamanoa, how beautiful this thing is, how great this thing is. You're saying it even a higher level, where as the Haredim explains, whatever you change to a higher level, gedula kaluna or tefila pas yayin, you made a bracha to tikkun rabbanon, you made a stakana to whatever Akash Baruch Hu, thank Akash Baruch Hu for something even a greater level, even on a higher level, even our luck would be considered yotze, because you now you're incorporating all of that into your bracha. You said something else better. So then you'll yotze. Rav Yaakov, Yehoshua, Rav Shmuel, look around me. We pass like our mayor. That a bracha, whatever formula you say, anything you say, even a pass for yayin is considered is considered, what do you call it, is considered b'shabeach, we pass the gabeir. So again, we change the bracha. So that again, the halakha is, we said a shah goes on anything. So we're not saying a shah goes on anything. We pass in Rameir, when you change the bracha into a higher level bracha, Kama Pas knows how beautiful this thing is. You changed the item, you made the item better, you created the bracha on the item, then Allah would be considered okay. Lamaisa, we don't pass in that way. And we'll see in the Gemara in a minute how we pass in a Rav Shmuel Paskin's halakha. So the Gemara says that the Milsa Rav Abulay, this halakha we pass in. A certain Persian Jew came in front of Rabbi, or came in front of Rav, and he said, "Begin on Uncle Piskei. When I go and I eat my bread, I don't know which bracha to make it on. What do I say? I know I'm a baruch the broad done kisa pisa. I go, baruch, thank you for whoever created my bread. So you didn't make the bracha mutzilakam in aretz. You said a bracha. You didn't say shakol b'yavar either. But you said baruch the broad and pisa. Because baruch the one who created his bread. Am I yotze with that or not? Amalei Rav said yes. Who yotze? So you see that Rav passes like Shmuel, who passes like a mayor in this area, who says that in a kanami, that you, a person who makes such a bracha, and you don't know the bracha, and you send this bracha of a baruch pisco, you made a bracha like this, where you go ahead, and even if the bracha, not only bracha, but even the bracha deraisa of benching, you incorporated that into your bracha of benching, of bechas abazon. Now look, is your yotze in such a bracha, because you incorporated into your bracha. In other words, ani yochel baruch amaytzi, ma'oba ani baruch, ebani yotze chivasi. He said yes. So in other words, according to Bnei Moshe, learns when he's asking a question, can I be yotze this in my birchas amotzi? Instead of amotzi, I say this bracha, my yotze, my birchas rishona. But the Rabbi Haredim brings down from the Rosh that this bracha incorporates even birchas amazon. When you incorporate that bracha, you don't say shema malchus, but you say baruch rachmano. And you say, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malka de Medi Alba, incorporating this even to Birchas HaMazon, your Yotze or not. So the Birchas Rishonim say, Tosin, the Rajma bring down that Laloka, that Birchas Rishonim, your Yotze. But the Birchas HaMazon, the Birchas Raisa, that you're not Yotze. And that we don't do. We don't paskin that way. We paskin if you make the Birchas Rishonim that way. But Birchas HaMazon, you have to say the Birchas HaMazon itself. You're not Yotze if you use such a Lashon for the Birchas HaMazon. You incorporate the change of that. We are not. We don't paskin that way. La Halakha.